Today's daf is daf Kuf Hey, and we are about to begin on the bottom of Kuf Dalet Amud Beis with Sabbat Josh's roaring words. This Mitzvah Shabbos Kedesh.
Zok the Heilige Perek. Fangt un the Heilige Perek.
Can't do it again.
It's the wrong room.
That's what it is. Not quite.
I was told that was a Yom Night Smicha, that you get wrapped in a talus, you're on the floor, you can't see anything, and then they prep you with questions. You're lying on the floor with no orientation, so you have to know it on a completely different level.
Interesting. Wow. Shnei Dayanei Gezerot Hayu B'Yerushalayim. There were two Dayanim of Gezerot. We'll see what that means in the Gemara. In Yerushalayim, one's name was Admon, and the other name was Hanan ben Avi Shalom. This is one of the occasions when Tosfos analyzes whether you would have been right to call somebody by the name of Avshalom. He says that's why they wrote Avi Shalom, in order to change the name, because you don't call Hashem Adam Rashi. Oh, whenever he does, he goes through the whole question of other names that appear to have been used, even though they belong to Rishonim. So in any event, these were the two people. We'll see what it means is that they were in Yonim, that they said in terms of our Mishnah, there were these two Dayanim. So Chanan Amar Shnei Dvarim that we're going to discuss, Admon Amar Shiva. And the first thing was that Mishalach Medinat Hayam. Vishtoto Va'at Mizonot. So the first discussion that we had was that the question of taking a shvua, which we spoke about earlier, when a man goes to Medinat Hayam and his wife wants Mizonot. So the question here is definitely she's going to have to take a shvua at one point or another, because, I mean, after all, she's collecting Shalom Bifnei Abaldin for fellows overseas. The shaila is, does she make that shvua as part of the overall shvua that she takes when she collects her ketuva, that I didn't take anything from you, shalokidin, or does she take that shvua right now? So, Chanan Omar tishava besof, v'lo tishava betchila, at the point where she hears that this husband who never came back actually died, so now she's going to collect her ketuva, that's what she would make as part of her overall shvua, that she didn't get anything, shalokidin. So then she would be nishbat. But she does not have to be nishbat now at the time that she's actually collecting. Nechleku alav b'nei kohanim gedolim v'yamru tishava batechila ubasof. Whereas the b'nei kohanim gedolim, we saw that they had special batedinim, that they had various chumras. They said she has to take a shvua at the beginning and the end. Om Rabbi Doz ben Horkin is kidivrayan. And indeed, Rabbi Doz ben Horkin has followed that psak. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, Yafe amar Chanan, lo tishava ela besof. The correct halach is like Chanan said. Ask the Gemara, what is this two Dayanei Gzerot? You take a look at the Braita, something's very strange, because there's a Braita that says, Shlosha Dayanei Gzelot, Hayu B'Yerushalayim. Admon ben Gadai, V'chanan Amitzri, V'chanan ben Avishalom. This is very, very coincidental that we should have two of the people lining up over here. It would certainly look like Admon and Chanan, the same Admon and Chanan that are discussed in the Mishnah. And yet over here in the Braita, they gave another Chanan, which was Chanan Amitzri. And in the Mishnah it says, Dayanei Gezerot, and over here it says, Dayanei Gezelot. What's going on over here? Are we just being loose? Things got mixed up, but transmission. Kasha Talata, train. First of all, here it says three in the Braita. Mishnah says two. Kasha Gezerot, Gezelot. And here it says Gezerot. In our Mishnah, here it says Gezelot. Now, obviously, the simple solution would be to say, well, that's the whole point. It's two different issues. There were two Dayanei Gezerot, three Dayanei Gezelot. Two of whom were also Dayanei Gzeirot. Tosfos says the Gemara doesn't even consider such a possibility, because there were so many people that were suitable for din in Yerushalayim to give two people two jobs instead of splitting it over the other individuals that were there. Makes no sense. Why should they be machbid on a dayan to give him two positions? Therefore, it must be two the same thing somehow, and yet two versus three, and one called one thing and one called the other thing. Now, how is that going to be explained? So Bishlei Metzlat Tachrin. Okay, you can't ask a question for three versus two. I mean, that's not a problem. Because the Choshev Leikatani, the Lo Choshev Leilokatani, there might have been more. The Mishnah is listing the ones who are most Choshev. The Bright is continuing a little more. Maybe the Bright holds that the latter two were as Choshev as each other. That's one approach. Lamaisatosis brings another approach, that the Choshev Leik means what was important in the context of the Mishnah is what is being brought, because we're going to discuss the words of these two, but we're not interested in just giving you over historical data about who the Dayanei Gzeirot are. But the Gzeirot, the Gzeirot.
I mean, the context was the greatest in that idiom, so we should know who's done by the greatest. We're not interested in historical, so why are we mentioning names? Because we want to know that info.
Neither am I. I'm sorry.
Do we ever say it again? Well, Tosfos is saying
that it's in terms of the context. Tosfos is saying the Mishnah only mentions names that are going to be discussed, not names that are historical names. So we're going to discuss the words of Chanan and Admon. We're not going to be discussing Chanan and Mitzri, so why should we talk about it? But nonetheless, gezeirot, gezeirot kasha. On Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is not kasha. The gezeirot that they were gozer was on gezeirot. Gezeirot meaning not necessarily highway robbery, but cases in which you have caused loss to another individual. So, for instance, and normally when you would have a case come to court, you would analyze it on the basis of its actual loss, which in some cases is ridiculous. I mean, if people may call you a dirty word. Okay, what are they going to pay if you sue them? You know, we're going to analyze like a level of it. So we find in many inyanim that we made gezerot given standards of what happens. Somebody slaps you across the face. Back of the hand, front of the hand. Gives you a kick in the rear. Two legs, one leg. So that's how it's going. There's a whole list of these things. These are just, look, it's like we have now penalties. It's a straightforward penalty. You call a person in Russia, we have this penalty. You slap him, we have that penalty. Let's sit and analyze now and spend the court's days making a whole investigation of this person's level of COVID and how sensitive he would be to public and how many people were there. So there were also gezeirot in terms of knasot. It's a standard knas for various damages. Actually, Rashi over here learns that what we're even talking about in the example to come is damages of momon by animals, not by an individual. Others learn, I think the Rashi did Madura Kam himself, brings it, it's talking about human damage. But in any event, for instance, we have kitma netiya. So let's say you pluck a guy just planted a new little tree. That worked very much. You pull it out of the ground, or your animal eats it. So we're going to start analyzing the value of the field with the netiya or without the netiya, and it's just too small to even measure. So they went ahead and defined sets of values that you're going to have to pay. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Gozrei Gezerot Shebi Yerushalayim Omrim, netiya bat shnata shtei kesef. It depends how old the netiya was. You're going to spend two zuz. If it's bat shnayim, if it's 2 years old, bat shtei shanim, arba kesef. That type of thing, that's called dayane gezeilot. Gezeilot in the sense of having taken money from another person. But even if that's true, says the Gemara, there's another braita that contradicts this braita, because although it has three names, it's different names. Shlosha dayane gezeilot ayu b'Yerushalayim, Admon, v'Chanan, v'Nachum. So now what happened to Chanan HaMitzri? And how come the other braita didn't mention Nachum? This is Bichlal, a question of historical data. There is a machloket between Rabbi Natan and the Chachomim. Rabbi Natan Omer Af Nachum Amadai Migozrei Gzeirot Shebirushalayim Ayav Velo Hodu Lo Chachamim. So it was a question whether Lamaisa Nachum Amadai is often brought. Is he considered to be one of the Gozrei Gzeirot? What is that supposed to mean? There are three Dayane Gzeirot. The two Lekka, I mean, that's all there is. There were 394 different courts in Yerushalayim, kinegdan batei knesiot, and there were that many numbers of places to daven. Ukinegdan batei medrashot. That's how many yeshivot they had. And they didn't even know anything about numbers then, huh? I mean, here we got them on every year. We got three on a block, and kinegdan batei sofrim, and these were the numbers of schools that they also had for teaching kids. Well, how is it possible there are only three dayanim? What do you mean? Dayanim tuvahave. There may be plenty of dayanim, but this is a very arcane specialty of gozrin gzeirot. V'chi kamrin and gozrin gzeirot kamrin. We're talking about only the gozrin gzeirot. There's a specialty. Amrevyudamrevasi, you'll note that the specialty was also such that we had special monies set aside for supporting these people. That gozrin gzeirot shbirushalayim, hayunot lim sicharam. They would take from the Trumat HaLishka, Tishim V'Tish'a Mona, mi Trumat HaLishka, 99 Mona was the money set aside, the budget for the Gozrei Gezerot. Lo Ratzu, and if they didn't want to, it sounds like Lo Ratzu, if they didn't want to work for that amount of money, so then Mosiv and we'd have to give them more money. Lo Ratzu, what do you mean, Lo Ratzu? What kind of business is that? Otto Breshi asking, what, these are Rishayim, they need a bigger salary. I mean, obviously when we defined this salary, it was meant to suffice for their needs. No, lo sipku afal pisha lo ratzu mosif alayim. What it means is that if it turns out the family grows and then there's not enough money and they refuse, lo ratzu, they refuse to take an addition, nonetheless, we force them to take it. Mosif alayim. We're getting there. Karna havishaka li stira mizakai li stira michayav. Karna used to take a half a zuz from the zakai and a half a zuz from the chayav. Vidoin le dinu. And he would, in that way, there was no problem because his costs were covered.
Is this in addition to the Truma Kalisha?
No, he wasn't from the Gozrei Gezerot. Ask the Gemara of Eichel Abidachi. How was he allowed to do this? V'aktiv v'shochad lo tikach. Isn't that shochad? Now, before we get to the shochad problem, the overall question of why we're koveya money from the Trumat HaLishka, first of all, as Tosis points out, there's no dinim of shochad when someone who is not part of the case is paying the money. That's clear. Now, this was public funds. Secondly, the other issues that we have, and those issues are, as Rav Aaron just brought up, ma ani b'chinam, afatem b'chinam, because Moshe Rabbeinu says, rei limadati etchem chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. I learned that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't charge me for any tutoring. So you're not allowed to charge either, right? So that's true whether we're talking about dinim or whether we're talking about the lima that leads to dinim. It's the same thing. I'm telling you what the halacha is. So that bechlal is a question. How do we pay? So in general, we understand over here is that if we're asking individuals to dedicate their lives to something and not take on other responsibilities, then obviously we have to provide them with parnas. That's not even the general sense of schar batala, which we'll see is specific. This is general. If a person is not going to be able to work, and this is what you want him to be doing, so then it's clearly not shochad, and it's also not being paid for what he's doing. It's being paid to give up on a parnasa. So as we're telling you, look, okay, don't work. We'll give you what it is that you could have made with a low-class parnasa. But here, if you're saying Karna took money from the Balei Dinim, now that's a problem. L'chora, take money. You're sitting too far away, doctor. Oh boy, oh boy. I can no longer massage his back. Get him moving. There you try. here, already we get into the Shailav Shokhat. How is he taking money from the Balei Dinim? So maybe you'll tie him, but he's taking from both. If he's taking from both, what's the problem of Shokhat? So maybe you'll say, says the Gemara, V'chitema, maybe you'll try to tell me that that the only problem of Shokhat is where you're not taking from both evenly, because then you may be more notet to the person who is giving you the money, but that's not a problem in this case, because Karna, keeping the Shokhat, since Karna over here was taking from both, there's no problem. Is that true? You're telling me that Shokhat is okay as long as it's not being given in a way that can cause you to be Mata Adin, but that's not true. V'atanya v'shochad lo tikach. Torah says, don't take shochad. What is it trying to say? That what? That you're not allowed to be ma'aveh bedin? That's it. If you're not allowed to be matem mishpat, you're certainly not allowed to take money to be matem mishpat. It's a little bit ridiculous for the Torah to say, you don't be matem mishpat and don't get paid for being matem mishpat. That's crazy.
This is not payment for dinner. This is not shochad.
Well, I'm not sure. Let's wait for your question. Ella, afilu lezakot et azakai, ulechayev et achayav. Nonetheless, we're going to have to say that the shochad is coming to tell me a new halach. Do not take money for being oisek in my din to bring it out properly. Because I'm not telling you now to be ma'avet et hadin. I'm telling you, take off the time, be ma'ayin very carefully, make sure that you take out what you need to do to bring out the din l'ishuro. I want to pay you to make sure that din is b'ishuro. The Torah is saying that is what you're not allowed to take, even though nobody's pressuring you in any way. It's l'chayev et achayev, l'zakot et azakai, and nonetheless, the Torah is saying, v'shochad lo tikach. So how could Karna take money? Answers the Gemara what David just told us, since, of course, David always is in touch with the Gemara's Terence. Ani mili hechad ha-shoker b'torah shochad. Karna b'torat agra ha-vishoker. So that's only if somebody's telling you, I'm giving you money to be done the din correctly.
Even if both of them would be giving
money. And even if what's an afkamina. Even if both.
You probably would need it that
way. It has to be that way, otherwise it's not a chiddush. I mean, because then the innate in the giving of one is already the lo tatem mishpat issue. You're both are giving. It's still us. But if, I'm not asking you about, for some of the day, it says a zaka and a chayim. Mashmah, he already had been mezak and already been mechayev. I'm not like to mean a zaka and a chayev. Okay. But in any event, I'm not giving you this money in order for you to don properly. It's nothing to do with the din. It has to do with your time. I'm paying you for your time. So, you're going to be working. Okay, here's money for your work. So, in other words, I'm giving it to you b'torat sachar, not b'torat shochat. Says anywhere still, it's mutter to take money for don, b'torat agra mishari, v'atnan anotel sachar ladun dinav b'teilim. The din is batel. if he takes money. That's a violation of the Kasher Tzivani. Proxy, please. Kasher Tzivani Hashem Elokai. Even the word's good. Huh? Maybe I should try that when he sits next to me. I just whisper. Proxy. Proxy. Okay. So how about that? Says the Gemara. Han, by the way, there's an amazing, you'll like this one, there's an amazing Bar Tanura. It's a very famous Bar Tanura, which he says, Sha'ruriyah, that I hear on the Rabbanim of Ashkenaz, I can't believe it, that they take money for writing Gittin. And then they'll take Asoros of Uvim for writing a Get. No, those Gittin, I think, are puzzle, because they're not even Dayanim, they're not kosher Dayanim. The bomb goes down. What kind of puzzle could there be? And, I mean, he puts it really rough. For the half hour of work that they do for the Get, they take a month's salary. Yes. Wow. Yeah.
So the
origins
go back
down. Oh, yeah. And it's Ashkenaz.
Yeah, it's all Ashkenaz. That probably makes us all
a little more terrible. Yeah, it could also be a very dangerous route. Okay. But in any event, it's all based on the sugyas. You're not even allowed to take the agar of Dina. So how do you explain Karna? He says, well, how do you mean the agar Dina? It's true. You can't take money for, I'm not paying you for your time. You can only take agar betela. You can take money for your loss. So if you're losing money by taking off time from your business, so then you can take compensation for your losses, but you can't be paid for the din. But even agar betela is not mutter. Agar betela mishori. V'atanyem b'chuar hadayan shenotel sachar ladun ela shedino din. Very ugly, very inappropriate for a dayan to be taking money. But nonetheless, the din isn't batal. But what do you mean the din isn't batal? So what are we talking about now? Hechidon. Ilema agar dina, dina din? But if you're talking about over here that he's getting paid for his time, we just proved, v'atanya notel sachar ladunin av betelim. And here it says that his dinim are dinim. Therefore, must be talking about agar betela is also us. So look how we've gone. We started off, okay, shochat. Shochat from one party. Horrible. Shochat from both parties. Horrible. Payment for your time. Terrible. Din is batal. Okay. We're talking about only compensation for loss. No. Compensation for loss. Compensation for loss is also to be batal. It's mechua. Not batal. I mean mechua. Maybe not batal, but mechua. So far we've got four different levels. All of which are at least usur. Three out of the four is mamish batal to din. So now we're getting to the fifth level, which now the Gemara is saying is mutter. This besides the other issue, which is in the other set of Tzibur supported issues that have nothing to do with the Balei Dinim. That's a separate thing. So we've really had five categories so far. The sixth category is, says the Gemara, Hani Mila Betela de Lo Mukha, where somebody's being paid for something that isn't obvious that at this moment he's losing money. Karna is Betela de Mukarno was in very high demand as a wine sniffer. He was an expert wine sniffer. And because of that, he used to sniff in wine cellars. The Yoav Lezuz, he would constantly be paid. He would walk around from place to place and they would be paying him. So he, at any moment anybody needed a din, he said, look, you want me to stop doing what I'm doing, so then you'll have to take the payment for whatever it's going to cost me. I'm going to lose. If I'm going to lose a zuz. So instead of going into my next wine cellar, I'll take a half a zuz from you and a half a zuz from you. That makes up for my zuzah. That already is completely mutter because they're on the spot. You're taking him away from his thing. We find the same thing by Ravuna. Ravuna would be busy with his field. He was watering his field. So go to Ravuna Gaviati Dina Lekameh. People would come and ask him to be done. He would say, well, Havuli Gavada Daladi Bechariqa. You got somebody else to do the work for me that's going to stand in my place. I can take off. But if you're not going to pay to get somebody to take off, I mean, how am I supposed to, well, I'm not supposed to take care of my field? So if you have somebody to be omid b'charikoi, idin l'chudinu. So then I will be don your din. By the way, it's a beautiful Rashi. The charikoi is a very strange word that every time everybody deals with it. Charikoi, in my place. Rashi relates it to charukot, horns of a chaya that are charukot, which means they have little indentations in them. So when you want to say in my place, if you remove yourself, you're leaving a little hole. So you got to fill the indentation, is what I'm saying. So b'charikoi actually comes from place, but it's a place that was broken because they're taking you out of it. So it's a very, very useful word. It's a beautiful word. I don't know in English. Charikoi appears very often in the Gemara. It's not a the time of the Gemara. It was very common.
Are they both horns? If so,
Oh, that's very interesting. Yeah, I didn't like that. Also, maybe that's why Rashi chooses this place to be Masbarin.
And the other thing is the Karna is Barach Vadayim. If he's sniffing out the wine, oh, tasting the wine, wow. It's also...
Very nice. Very nice.
Sniffs him right away to say the din. That's how sensitive
he is. It has to do with a sensitive nose. It's very good.
First of all, aren't these Dayan and Kavuin?
No. The Farish not. Karna is not a Dayan Kavuin. Tosfos actually says that's the whole point. That if... Whatever, I don't know why, but it's not Kamina. It could be it's the old aliens we're after the best thing.
No, but I mean, we have them, though, right?
Yes, I'm saying that's the difference between the Dayanic Gezeras, where Koveas Chavu Krumas Halishka, whereas Karna was not one, a Dayan Kavua. That's the difference. Tosfos actually speaks at length about the decision.
And that's a normal Dayan.
Yeah, that's why we're that's why I said that was one set. We're out of that set, now we're going into the five levels of the other set of Dayan that are not exact. Oh, Rabbi Avu, Bora, you know, you want to see how blind these people are? We're talking about blinding. Look how blind you are. A person who's got a little problem with his eyes goes to the best doctor. What are the chances the doctors are going to cure him? No, you never know. So he's chosh beinav notin mamon rofe, safek mitrape, safek eno mitrape. And he doesn't know whether he's gonna, it could cost him thousands of dollars. He has no idea whether it's going to help him. This idiot is willing to take a shavah pruta, you understand, and give up the clarity of his mind and vision for that shavah pruta. He's not a shavah pruta, misamine neem, shenemar ki ashokad ya'aver pikrim, it will blind those who can see. Tan Rabbanan, find in one place it says, ashokad ya'aver pikrim yisalev divrei tzadikim. Another place it says, ki ashokad ya'aver enei chachamim yisalev divrei tzadikim. So ki ashokad ya'aver enei chachamim, imagine, if it does that to Chachamim, Kavachomer leTipshim, v'yesalev divrei tzadikim, if it has that kind of impact on tzadikim, Kavachomer leShaim, see, what are you talking about? There's a Dayan who's a Tipesh in a Russia? Mide Tipshim v'Rishayim, but I didn't know. Such people are possible for din anyway. Ela must be that Achi Kama, it sounds like this. This guy starts off, he's a Chacham Gadol. He's okay, Ashokhad, Eino Niftar Min HaOlam, B'lis Samuyot HaLev. The guy ends up being Metutam in his heart. Yesalev Divrei Tzadikim, Afil Tzadik Gomur. V'lokei Ashokhad, Eino Niftar Min HaOlam, B'lis Turuv Das. The guy becomes completely nutty. Now, he doesn't know that he's nutty, because he thinks that he's just the way he always was. There's been this gradual degeneration. People haven't figured out that he's not the same person that he used to be. So he's still a judge. The second time around, you're giving shochat to a total madman. So the first time, okay, there's a little bit of evos. Imagine what it does to the guy who's already half dead. He becomes completely off his rocker.
What's the mechanism? Is it, has a course itself to the person he got shochat from? Or what is it?
No, it's a very interesting thing. There's an amazing chazanish on this issue. Amazing Chazanish. Okay, so Chazanish says that Shochad is a chok. It's not Mishpat. He says if you believe that Shochad is Mishpat, then you just undermine the entire Torah. It's because Lamaisa, if you're going to believe that Chachamim have any value, then you cannot believe that they're unable to get beyond the Giyut. If you hold that Negiyut is something that is impossible to avoid, so then any time that you have a reason to believe that somebody is giving this psak for such and such a reason, so then you can ignore the psak. So there's any case in which you will find some level of there's a good political reason for this to be, which is basically what all of these modern historians do with the Gemara. You know, well, Rava was at this location and over there. You haven't seen this kind of nonsense. So once you do that, then you might as well throw the whole thing out, because then basically all you have is a historical record of individuals with their own idiosyncrasies, needs, and the personal political connections. So if you think that the fact that you gave money to a Dayan could possibly have any effect on him in terms of Mishpat, you're crazy. But what happens is that this is Chayk Michuke HaTorah, says the Chazon Ish, that there's a special din called Shochad, which is relates to the specific relationship of din to money, that has an effect that goes beyond Negiyut. It's not normal Negiyut. And it brings many rises, first of all. A person's allowed to tell you whether something is kosher or not. A person could be reyet karfas v'yatzmei. Can you imagine a greater negias? Here's a butcher. His whole livelihood is defined by the kashrus of this animal. And he's allowed to tell you if it's kosher or not kosher. If you're telling me that shochet is a problem outside of kabbalah and din, how is that possible? Or adam dam did l'nafshe. If he knows that this is the halacha, he can go and take money from another guy when he's in a position of being able to slip the money into his pockets. Walk at the other guy's house. How can you do that? Person's going to be raya schus li'atzman. So therefore, there must be some other element. However, it's clear from this sugya, as we're about to see, the sugya became the big issue. It's clear from this sugya that there is an element of sheikha that is psychological, which isn't nogeya, it's a chumra. It's actually machlokas rishonim. It's a chumra in which somebody has done you a favor and you'll be raya schus for them, right? So that's what we're about to discuss over here. And in fact, now that we've explained that the shochad will work even if it comes from both parties, so that it's not in the context of being ma'avis, it didn't at all, and they're not telling you anything about what to do. They're not saying, this is how I want the din to come out. That's for sure.
It won't throw off your balance.
It won't throw off your balance in terms of negiyas. It throws it off for other reasons. And what is that? So this is now the Gemara is going to get into. Ki yasir of dimi omar, dorash of nachman bar koyin, ma'idichtiv melech ba mishpat ya'amid aretz, ve'ish terumot yarsena. Im dome dayan lemelech, pok. Im dome dayan lemelech she'eno tzarich leklum. If a dayan is like a king, he doesn't need anything from anybody. He's independently rich. Or the same Gemara Tosfos points out, the same pasuk is darshan, he's independently wealthy in knowledge. He doesn't need to come on to ask anybody what the din is in this issue. But the pasuk means in both directions, says Tosfos. So then he can ya'amid aretz, because he doesn't need anybody. If you don't need anybody, then what it is that you say is acceptable. But im domeliko im shemechazer lagranot, but ish trumot, a guy who goes around collecting truma is dependent on people. Yarsena, he will destroy the world, because his own dependencies will create a hefker in the world of dinim, so there's no way to be maimid mishpat, because anybody can do anything if they know that they can have ashpa on the dayan. In other words, once you know that the cop is going to respond, like in Mexico, yeah, you do whatever you want. But they canceled red lights in Mexico because people would just go faster through the red light. No, it's unbelievable. It's because if you're caught, you give the cop, you know, $10 or something, and that's all. What's the big deal? So it's not shy to be Miami Doris. They did another beautiful thing there. It's incredible. There were so many scandals, like there are in Israel all the time, about licenses that people are paying under the, you know, under the table to get a license. Driving license. They canceled driving licenses. Anybody can drive. Because it's hopeless. There's no way to get driving licenses.
There's a certain neighborhood where they sell driving licenses.
Yeah, they sell driving licenses.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Like, yeah, I don't say the name of the neighborhood.
Really? That's very good to know. You can save thousands. Just to get the driving tests in this country costs you like 5,000.
They sell the people for not spending money.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about this.
Really?
I hope it's almost not
true. Okay. All right, anyway, go. We're getting off the heat. So, the Ishtrumot Yarsen, Amar Rabba Bar, Shila Haid Dayana, the Shoyal Sheilta, Apostle of Medandina. If you have a Dayan who borrows things from people, he's Apostle for Din. And some learn he's Apostle for Din from anybody, which is much Apostle for Rashi. Apostle for Din from an individual that he ever borrowed anything from. Velo Amar, the Let Leilu Shule, there's only if he himself doesn't have things that he lends out to other people, just in other areas. But Avalita, the Shule, Let Lambat, so then it's a mutual arrangement, then it's okay. Is that true? Velo Rava Shal Sheilta Medeve Bar Miriam. We know that Lamaisa Rava would borrow things from the house of Bar Miriam, even though there was nothing that he could give them in return. Says the Gemara, no, Hatam Lachushvini, the boy. He borrowed things not because he needed something. He borrowed things because he wanted people to see that the estate of Bar Miriam that was still Ketanim and so on, they weren't Machshiv them. He wanted people to learn to be Machshiv them. So if Rava would go and ask him for things, so people would then look at it as a Mokum Chashiv. Omar Rava, my time at the Shuchta, and here's what I was referring to earlier, that there's an Inyan that we learn out from Shochad. Now that you're telling me that the issue of Shochad is not to pervert your da'at, because both parties can be giving it to you, this is how the Marsha understands it, so then it's Kiva the Kabbalah Shuchta, and I Ikra Vele Daite, Legabe Vahavi Kegufe. Anybody that you took Shochad from, even though it's for no other purpose than to give it in MS, Lamite, you become connected to that individual. Once you become connected to that individual, you can no longer see the din properly because it's kegufe. Ve'in adam ro'eh chovah la'atzmo. And that is a different meaning of shochad. My shochad, shechad. You have become one. So since you have become, so what's the problem if you become one of both people? Is that bad? So the Meiri learns it's only bad because you may end up making a compromise because you can't stand being mechayev of either one. And you're not allowed to make a compromise if the din is naita to one side or another. But others learn that din requires viciousness. You have to be able to see all of the options in order to be able to recognize the reality of the din. If you can't do that, even though you can't do it evenly to both parties, it makes no difference. You cannot be a dayan. You don't have that viciousness in you. You're not able to strip away all of the possibilities to get to the bottom of it. Okay, so that's a different meaning, shulchat. A person should not even be the don, somebody that he likes, or somebody that he doesn't like. This is not referring to a technical sene like we had back in Yavamas, somebody who hasn't spoken to you for 3 days, or an ohev that's a shushbin. This is stam. So this, most learned, this is a chumra bi'alma, because of kiruv hadad, or richok hadad. So man derochim le, lo chazi le chova, man desoni le, lo chazi le skuta. You'll have a hard time seeing, and this is a different issue. It's not that your mind will be mata the din, it's that you will have a hard time being able to see the possibilities. That's the issue. So even though you'll say, but I'm beyond being, that is not real shochat, and I personally am beyond negias, but that's not the issue. You're not beyond being blinded. So either you won't be able to see the good, or you won't be able to see the bad, and therefore the balance will be off, and it's not a good din. Rambam learns these sugyas, the pashtas, that it's actually derises cholul in shochat. Others learn that it's from, like Tosfos says over, it's just the chumra bi'alma, that they were learned to be noyeg on themselves. One thing you should know is, if you have a Talmud Chacham in town that people like, don't think that they really like him. It's just lamishim demale tve. So I'm saying, the Miri learns it's nogear sugya. This is just tam. And there is a nogear sugya that they don't really like him. They just like the fact that he doesn't bother them. Yeah, in other words, the only reason, it's not mishum demale tve. Don't think that the public that like a rabbi is because he's a good rabbi. It's vishum de lo mochachlu b'nilu d'shmai. He never comes down hard on them. So that's what they like in a rabbi. He lets us do what we want, right? Things haven't changed. But says the Meiri, it's nagan the sugya over here because it means they don't really like him. It's just that they don't dislike him. So he's popular. That's all that it means. On my Rava, Rava says, look, me reisha avimina, I didn't name b'chuzah kulu rachamani. When I first came to b'chuzah, everybody was so friendly. I used to think, you know, they all really are my friends. Given Avi Dayana, when I started being a Dayan in b'chuzah, I figured, well, some of them hate me because, I mean, I paskin against them. And I see they're certainly very resentful. And then the guys that I happen to work out that I paskin for, they still like me. That's what I figured. It's all dependent on my behavior, you know. Given the chazoy, the manam b'chayiv le'ayinu kazach le'mocha. But as time passed on, I became a Dayan here. It's already been 30 years. By this time, everybody has been through a number of dinim. Sometimes they come out on top. Sometimes the other guy comes out on top. So now they recognize that my feelings have nothing to do with the issue. And that, you know, it's basically a function of din. So, amina imarachim kulurachim. Look, if people like that kind of thing, that they could trust the din, then I guess they like me. And if they hate me, so, you know, then I guess they all hate me because all they remember is the times that I've... But I've paskin against everyone in this town, and I've paskin for everyone in this town. So whatever it is, again, the mirror says that the Pshat, therefore, he's kosher to die in for all of them. Because whatever it is, it's irrelevant in the din. Tan Rabban, if a shochad lo tikach, ein tzorich lo ma shochad mamon. If shochad meant money, then it would have said betza lo tikach. Why doesn't it say betza? Because shochad is not money. Then it includes afilu shochad dvarim nami yasur. Then even shochad of dibur alone, others learn, not dibur, but of things, dvarim, things, as itself asur. Actually, there's even a sheet that says dibur is not asur. If you say a big happy good morning to the dying, you don't passel him for din. Mashenkin, if you do something for the dying, you bring him a cup of coffee, then he's passel for din. Okay, but so others learn that even dibur is considered to be shochad. So, Echidami Shochad Varim. One Shmuel, Aviavar, Bemavra, he was going on a ferry, or Rashi says a bridge. I mean, Mavra just means a way to cross a river. So, Atahu Gavra, somebody came along and gave him a hand to support him or to help him out of the boat, depending on what Pshat you're learning. So he asks the guy, who are you? What are you doing here? My avidatech. I'm like, Dina Itli. I came for a din. I'm like, well, Pasina Lakala Dina. I can't be your dayan. I mean, you just gave me a hand to get out of the boat. Amema Abi Yosef Kadain Dina. Porach God Farashid. Amema was sitting, being Dana Din, and a feather fell down on his head. And the guy comes and takes the feather off of him, brushes it off. So he says to Maya Vidatek, what are you doing here? I'm like, Dina Yitli. I'm like, Pasina Kaladina. I can't see you're dying. You'll have to find somebody else. Marukva Vishali Ruka Kame. Marukva was walking and someone had spit on the ground. So another guy comes, Atahu Gavra, Kasin. He covers over the rope. He rubs it into the ground. So Marukva asked him, what are you doing here? Maya Vidatek. I'm like, Dina Yitli. I'm like, Pasina Kaladina. I cannot be your dying. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi, Avi Rogel, Avi Sidev, Amai Fleiko, Malo Shabbat, account of the Peri. Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Yossi had a deal, his oris, that worked for him in the field, would bring him every Erev Shabbos, a nice container of Peris for Shabbos. Yumachad, Aisle, Bechamisha, Beshabbat. So when they brought it one day early, he brought it on Thursday. So he said to him, Maishna Idan, why are you bringing it on Thursday? Omalei Dina Itli. Well, I had to come in anyway to town for the din. So I figured, I mean, agavurchi, aikilei lamar, I'll bring it to you today, and I save myself a trip. Lo kabul minei. So first he refused to take it. Rishonim learned that he recognized that the guy was attempting to give it to him in a way that should show that, you know, remember, I'm your artist. It wasn't just. So okay, he refused to accept it. And then he said, pasina l'chaladina, which we learned that even if a person is over here, he didn't end up getting any anah from him. But even if a person had attempted to give you something, which would have been included under the broadest interpretation of Shochat, you can't afterwards, in not taking it, now be done. Interesting. So Osef Zuzad Rabbanu, see, he sets up a chavrusa, and they should be done him, because he said, I can't do it. Everybody asks, what do you mean a chavrusa? I mean, you need three people to be done. So what's Pshat HaYisid? A Zuzad Rabbanu, Zuzad usually means a pair. Which is just two. Mm-hmm. Some want to say, even though it's not the Mashmos of Sugya, he was done together. He says himself it's not Mashmos this way. That he himself done, but he had these two other people to balance him out. But that is just learned, Zuga the Rabbanim, that a group of Rabbanim, together with one of the Dayanim, he brought another Zuga the Rabbanim. And the amazing thing is that he discovered that Bahade, the Ka'az of Asi, every time he would walk by, he was walking back and forth thinking over the Nebuchadnezzar Mandrish, and he was listening into the din, poke. And every time he walked by, he was thinking to himself, oh, I hope he says that. He could say such a good tain over here. Ibai tain achi. Ooh, ibai tain achi. He finds himself trying to figure out what this guy should have said and hoping he's going to say the right words. And then he realizes, he says to himself, wow, tipach nafsham shom mekabli shochat. Mani shalom natalti. And even if I had accepted, I mean, what did I take? I took my own thing. The guy's just bringing it the day before. He says to save himself the time. So it was my own Paris that I would have taken. And look what happened to me. I'm sitting here trying to figure out why this guy could give a good taina. So somebody would literally take shochat. You imagine? Mekable shochat alachat kamavika. Rabbi Shmuel, the Rabbi Elisha, who was a kohen, obviously. So somebody brings him reshit hagez. So he asks this guy, mehechat, where do you come from? Amar le miduch plan, from such and such a place. So Rabbi Shmuel asks him, I don't get it, that's pretty far away. So between your hometown and here, there was no coin that you had to schlep this all the way to here. Me'atam la'ach lo'avi coin le'metav le. Amar le, well, anyway, I had a din, you know, so I figured you're a famous coin. I have a din, I figure I'll bring it to you. Amar le, pasil me'lachaladina, forget it. I'm not kosher for you to be a dayan. And lo kavu mine.
This might be a metaphor for pulling the wool.
Not bad. Osif le zuga der abanan vekadanile, and he too discovered that the hadi deka ozil vaati. He would say, "Wow, iboy tainochi could have said this taina iboy ubganochi." And he too said, "Amar tipach nafsham shemekabel shochat. Ma nishalo natalti v'im natalti shali natalti because I'm a kohen. It's rishis hagedis kach mekabel shochat alachat kaman vekaman." Rav Anan had a maisa. I tell you, who gave a kanta the gildani the begili? Guy brings him a nice container of little herring. He says, what are you doing here? My avinatech. I'm like, Dina Itli. No problem in it. I refuse to accept it. I'm like, Pasino Kaladina. So the guy said, look, forget about the din, okay? But I want you to take this gift. Tina Damar Lobin, I don't want your din. But Kibul Kabumar, I want you to accept this gift. The Lolimina Anmar Miakruve Bikurim. It's not fair that you should prevent me from bringing Bikurim. Why do I say bringing Bikurim? It says Sharm brings this. Pope. The Tanya. The Ish Ba Mi Baal Shalisha. Vayavela Isha Elohim. Lechem Bikurim. What's the Lechem Bikurim? Esrim Lechem Sorim, the Carmel, Betziklono, and so on. So what's he doing? What do you mean? Right now we're talking about bringing something to Elisha who is in Shomron. How could he be bringing him Bikurim? What's he calling him Bikurim for? So, Elisha Ochel Bikurim Ave. First of all, it's not Mashmur, he's even a Kohen. What was he doing eating Bikurim? It's Elisha ben Shafat. Shafat seems to be Shayach Keshevet Gat. Not to the Kohanim, as Rashi brings, as Taisus brings. The main problem is it was in the Shomron, it brings from the Yerushalm. So, in any event, we're calling it Bikurim. What does this teach us? Ela lomar lacha kol amivei amivei doron tamid chacham kilu makriv bikurim. So if somebody gets a tamid chacham to eat from what he brings, it's like he brought bikurim. Well, my laser of Anna said, look, I got to tell you that my initial response, and personally, kabula lo bina di kabo, I really don't want to accept this gift. However, hashta diamatri taima mikablina. If you're telling me that you don't want my din and that all you want is that I should be nena from your gift, I'll accept it. So Shadre Lekami to Reb Nachman, he sent this man to Reb Nachman to Din, and together with a letter that said, Nidainini Marlahai Gavra, will please, Reb Nachman, don this gentleman, the Ana, me, Anan, I'm Pasol Eladin. Now the reason, it's interesting, the Achronim speak out, there must be the reason that he wrote this. I mean, what's it, Negea, they have to write anything to Reb Nachman, because this was in a different location. And he didn't have the right to force the other Baal Din to go to this other location if there was a Dayan. So therefore, he explained to Reb Nachman that there is no Dayan, and I'm possible. So you'll have to be Machriach, the Baal Din, to come. Otherwise, he wouldn't have written it as a Sipur B'Alma. So he wrote this story. Now, a terrible thing came out of this story. Because what happened was, Reb Nachman figured, Midashalach Lihach, if he's telling me he's possible to Din, he must be his relative. And if he's a relative of Rav Anan, Hafi Mechavinim. So what happened? So Havikoyim Dina de Yatme Kame, he was about to start on a din of Yitomim. And he says, look, Hayaseva, Rashi learns this means the Chiyav of a Mishpat in general is Vishafatem Tzedek, is a Chiyav Aseh. The Chiyav of Kavadat Torah in this case is additional. So I'll have two mitzvahs, I have a Chiyav of Din. Others learn the Chiyav to be done. The first person that comes is a Chiyav because of Vishafatem Tzedek. To always do without any kind of netia. So first come, first serve. But since there is a chiyav of kavanat Torah, so the chiyav of kavanat Torah is adif. So what happened? Salke ladin of the yasmi, he put off the din of the yatomim. And instead, he took this guy's din, which was a mistake, because this guy was not a relative of Ravana. And achte ladine, the person that this individual, the non-relative of Ravana, was suing, knew that he wasn't a Talmud Chacham, and knew that he wasn't related to Talmud Chacham, and came to the conclusion that Reb Nachman knows him and likes him, and therefore put him ahead of the Yitomim. So when he saw that, he said, oh, the heck with it, I'm not going to even argue the case. So it was Nistateim Ta'anatat. So he didn't have anything to say, so he lost the case. So what happened was, Kiva the Chazo Baldina, Yikra the Kavidais, is Reb Nachman's treating him like that, Istatem Ta'anitim. Now, because of this, there's two dots over here. It's ridiculous to throw them out. So Rav Anan, actually, don't throw them out. Save them, because we need them to put them in the right place, which we'll get. So Rav Anan, Havi Rogel, Rav Anan was Rogel that Elio Hanovi used to come with him, and he used to learn with him B'chavrusa, and then he would write down the things that they learned together in the Tani Elio, Tani Elio. So he would write it up. Kivan to Avar Hachi, after this, Maisa Elio stopped showing up. Because it was all his fault. If he was going to write a letter to Reb Nachman, even though he's writing it for the toilet, that he should be Mazmin and Ladin, but he should have made sure that there wouldn't have been a mistake like that. He should have said, I can't don his din, not because I'm a Karev. So he would have understood that, okay, there must have been something that was locusator in terms of the Shokhat issues. So Elion Novi was very angry at him, refused to come. So Yosef Betanito by Rachmi, he kept tiny ice, and he was Mevakish Betfila. That Elio should come back to him. So Viata. Kiyata Vimavit Lebuute. However, his madrega had slipped so badly that in the presence of Elio, he was terrified. He couldn't sit. So he had to build a little box for himself, which he would sit in the box, and Elio would be outside of the box. And then he was able to hear without being terrified. So from that point on, he needed Ovativuta Vayativ Kameh. Adi Afikle Sidra, and he would hide in that box until he finished the learning. And that's where we have two different Seder Eliyos. We have Seder Eliyos Rabba and Seder Eliyos Zuta. Because one of them was, what Tosu said, was like four times as much as Rabba. That was what Elio taught him when he was outside of the box. This is literally outside of the box. Afterwards, it was only inside of the box. All types of interesting connotations. And here is where the two dots actually had migrated from. So we can put them back into their place. Okay. שני דייני גזירות היו בירושלים, אדמון וחנן בן אבי שלום. חנן אומר שני דברים, אדמון אומר שבעה. מי שלח מדינת הים ושתו טובן מזונות, חנן אומר תשבע בסוף, ולא תשבע בתחילה. נחלקו עליו בני כהנים גדולים ואומרו תשבע בתחילה ובסוף. אומר דוס בן הורקנס כדבריהם. אומר ביוחנן בן זקה, יופה אומר חנן, לא תשבע, אלא בסוף. רמיני, שלושה דייני גזילות היו בירושלים, אדמון בן גדוי, וחנן המצרי, וחנן בן אבי שלום. So first of all, קשה תלת הטרן. Secondly, קשה גזירות, הגזילות. זה בשלם התלת הטרן לא קשה. לא חשוב לקטני, לא חשוב לא קטני. But גזירות, הגזילות, קשה. אומרים, נחר ביצבק, שהיו גוזרים, גזירות, הגזילות. כנתניה, כתמה נטייה, רבי יוסי אומר, גוזרי גזירות שבשלים אומרים, נטייה בת שנתשתי כסף, בת שתי שנים, ארבע כסף, ורמיני שלושה דייני גזירות בירושלים, אדמון וחנן ונחום. אומר רב פופה, מה נתנו נחום? רבי נתני, דתני רבי נתן, אומר אף נחום המדי, מי גוזרי גזירות בירושלים היה ולא הודו לו חכמים. אסת גמר ותולקה, ואומר פינקס, אומר רב הושעיה, 394 בתי דינים היו בירושלים, כנגדן בתי כנסיות, וכנגדן בתי מדרשות, וכנגדן בתי סופרים. Of course, דיינים טוב אהבה. But he carmina and gozre gzerot carmina. Omer of Yerom Ravasi gozre gzerot shibirushalayim ayunot lim secharam tishim v'tisha mana mitrumat halishka. Lo ratzu, mosifima. Lo ratzu, what atu brashiyaskina? No, I mean atu. Ela, lo sipku, afa, pisha, lo ratzu, mosifima leim. Karna havishaka listira mizakai, vistir mechaya vidayin leidina. Ve'ech yavid achi v'akti v'shochad lo tikak. But Karna, given the Shokha Mitarvayo, lo atilatsuliyadina. So, you think Shokhar is only about being Mata Adin? V'chi lo atilatsuliyadina mishori? V'atanya v'shokhar lo tikach Mata Amadloma. Im lo lamed shlo lo zakot at hachayav, v'shlo lo chayev at hazakai. Harei kvar ne'emar lo tatem mishpat. They're certainly not coming to tell me, and don't take money to do the thing which is aser. אלא אפילו לזכות את הזכאי, לחייב את החייב, נאנלס אומר תורה, ושוחד לא תיקח. True, but how do we look at the shokha בתורת שוחד? Karna was taking it בתורת אגרה ושוחד. נו, בתורת אגרה מישורי. ותרנו נוטל שכר לדון, דינב בתלים. Yeah, but that's only if it's אגר דינה. But Karna was taking only loss, אגר בתלה. So, even Agar Batela is Asr. Agar Batela Mishori. Vatani Mechuar Hadayan Shenotel Sachar Ladun El Shidino Din. Now look, what do we mean over here? Echidami. If you're talking about that he actually takes money for the din, so why does it say Dino Din? Ilim Agar Dina. Dino Din. Vatani Notel Sachar Ladun Dinav Bitelim. Ela. Gotta be talking about that he's taking only Agar Batela. And nonetheless, it says it's pretty disgusting. So how did Karna do this? That's only betela de mukha. Karna took betela de mukha vishakio. Da havitoi bambar de kamra v'yoyev lezuzah. Kiyod revuna kaviyati dina lakamei. Omar lo havu li gavra dali li becharikoi v'idon lechudina. Omre be'abu bore, kama sebuyot iniyem shumakab l'shochat. Odom chash be'inav noten mamon l'rofei. Safek mitrape, safek eno mitrape. And these idiots are willing to be night al shavar pruta. ומסמין עיניהם, שנאמר כי השוחד יעביר פיקחים. תנו רבנו, כי השוחד יעביר עיני חכמים, קו החומר לטיפשים, ויסלב דברי צדיקים, קו החומר לרשעים, טיפשים, רשעים, טיפשים רעים בני דין ענינו. אלא הכי כמה, כי השוחד יעביר עיני חכמים, אפילו חכם גדול ולוקח שוחד. Eno niftar min olam belo simuyot aleiv. Yisaleiv divrei tzadikim. Afilo tzadik gamur. Lokeach shochad. Eno niftar min olam belo tiruf da'at. Ki ator of dimi omar. Dorosh Reb Nachum bar Kohen. Mai dechtiv melech bamishpat yamid aretz. Ve'ish terumot yehersena. Im domer dayan lemelech. She'no tzerech leklum yamid aretz. Ve'im domer lekohen shemachazer lagronot yehersena. Omer Rabba bar Avshila hai dayana. Deshoyo she'ilta posel ha'medandina. V'lo amin letoy l'ushulei. Avala itlai l'ushulei letlamba. Eni v'arova she'el she'ito ben rebei bar Merion. Avagav do l'shay leminei. Atam lak shuvinu hu deboi. Omer Rabba, my time in the shulta. Kime de kobe l'shochad minei. Ikrove la'adai te legabei. V'avi kegufe. Ve'in adam roe chova le'atzmo. My shochad. Shu chad. Omer popolo lido ninish dina lamanda rochimle, velo lamanda sonile. The rochimle, lochazile chova, the sonile, lochazile zakuta. Omer by hide super mirabon and the mirakam in libni mata, la bishum de malitve, and bishum de lon mukulu bemila de shmaya. Omer rova mireisha, vamina hanibene bakuzakula rachumili, given a voi, Diana. Amina minayo sanele minayo rachamele. Kim in the chazoy deman de mechayvle yaidna. Kazochel mocher. Amina imrachim. Esel kulo rachamele. In imesano kulo sanele. Tana rabana shochad lo tikach. Eno tzrich lo ma shochad moma. El afilo shochad dvorim nami yosem. Lo ktiv betza lo tikach. Echi domi shochad dvorim. Ki hode shmuel av yofer b'mavra. Hota hu gavra yofer yode. Omelei maya vidatach. Amalei dina itle, amalei psiona lo kvala dina. Amema aveyati vikadoin dina, porach gat faresh, hatu gavr shakle. Amalei maya vidatech, amalei dayana itle. Amalei psiona lo kvala dina. Marukva avishari ruka kamei, hatu gavr kasi, amalei maya vidatech, amalei dina itle. Amalei psiona lo kvala dina. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosef, a regular Arisa, that we might like come on a Shabbat, a canto de Peret. You may have to like a Hamish be Shabbat. Omele Maishla Idna, Omele Dina Itle. Vamina Gavurche, I tell you, Lamar, no Kabamine. Omele Psino Lokaladina, Voti Zuza de Rabon and Vekadadina, but the cause of Ati Omri Boytonachi, Boytonachi. Then he realized, Omar, Tipach, Nafshem, Shemekabe Shokat, Umani Shalona Talti, and even him Natalti, Shalina Taltika. וקבל שוחד על אחת כמה וכמה. רבי שמואל אמר אלישע את אלי ההוגה וראשית הגייס. אמר להם, מהיכת? אמר להם, מדוך פלן? ומיד אמר, אכלו, אבי כהן למת ולי. אמר להם, דין היית לי, אמין אגב אורחי, הייתי. הייתי ללמר. אמר להם, פסינו לכל דינה, אני לא קבל מיני. עשו לי זוג את הרבנים וקדאי נלי, ועד את הכסף ואותי, אמר, אי בואי תאינוכי, אי בואי תאינוכי. אומר טיפח נפשו שמקבלי שוחד. ומה אני שלא נטלתי ונטלתי שלי נטלתי. כך, מקבלי שוחד הלחס כמה וכמה. רבון הנאיסלי הוא גב הקנת בגילנוי ובגילי. אומר לי, מה יביד אתך? אומר לי, דינה היית לי. לא קל במיני. אומר לי, פסולו לכל הדינה. אומר לי, דינה דמר לא בעינה. ולביס קבולי וקבל מר. דלא למין אמר מהקרובי ביקורים. דתיין ואיש בא מבעל של אישה. ויובי לאיש אלוהים לחם ביקורים, 20 לחם סעורים. בקרמל בציקרונו, וכי אלישה אוכל ביקורים נווה, אלא לומר לך כל המביא דורון לתמיד חכם, כי לא מקריב ביקורים. אומר לי, אוקיי, קיבולי לא בעין הדיק פה, ברשת, אמרת לי, תיימה, וקבילנה. שרו לכם ירם נחמן, שולח לי, נדיני מר, לאי גבה, דענה, ענן, פרסיונה לא ילדינה. אומר לי, מידה שולח לי, הכי, שמע מן הקריב היו. אבל כאן דינה דיית מקמד, Omar, haya seva, haya se yesu de kavada teronik. Salke ledina di atmi, vakli ledine. Given the cause of Baldin yikra de kavid lay, statik danite. Ravana na virogala leo datika be da avimatli sedre leo. Given the avid archi, is stalik. Yotip danito boy rachme viata. Giata avimavit le bute. Vova te vuta, viatif kame adiafik le sidra. Vahainu de amri, sedre leo rabba, vesedre leo zuta.